My name is Joe Curry, and welcome to Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. Millions of people fall prey to internet scammers every year. Among those are romance scammers who promise relationships and love, but instead take their money, their heart, and sometimes their life. These scammers have contacted Davin, Pip, and myself for the same reasons, but we scam them back. So join us for Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. In this next Davin's Den Scams the Scammers, are the scammers Mavis and Belinda onto JV? Listen and enjoy.
I go, here's a fake profile they use. Check out their friends list. A lot of Ghanaians. And then it's a Belinda Abbey profile.
Mm-hmm.
I know Davin would appreciate if you shared whatever you learn.
Yes.
Yes, I would.
Hmm.
He goes,
and plug the show.
He goes, yeah, I'll try to find something out. I go, thank you. Sorry this is happening. He goes, yeah, it's okay. I usually do a pick search on every friend request. I found a couple fakes that way. But you didn't find anything for her ever since I watched that catfish on MTV. So the show's helping.
Yeah. Mm.
Or unless it's just one particular fish.
It's a fishing show.
Anyway, I go, JV goes, you won't find anything on the real girls, Mavis and Belinda. Davin claims he has a picture of them together. He claims. He does. He goes, okay, I definitely would like to see that since Mavis doesn't show her place of residence on her Facebook page. Akragana is where she lives. She claimed to be from England and then living in Virginia. Davin Skype with both of them. Anti-scammers who have been at this for years doubted he could do it, but he did, and yeah. Some people ate food. Terrible, terrible dog food.
Yes, we did.
And Joe did a victory dance. It was a symbolic load.
What?
Well, Joe was delivering the load of victory when...
I see.
Yes. It wasn't a real load. We were in a...
No. We won't do that here.
No, we won't.
It was suggested during the Fat Whore Challenge, and we will not do that here.
Was it?
Yes.
That she should drink a load?
No, he was supposed to. Somebody in the chat, not anybody that I've seen recently, suggested that somebody put a load on a cookie and make him eat it, not knowing what it is.
Well, the cookie makes it yummy. Well, yeah. Like we give him a regular cookie. Here, eat this, and Elf wants you to enjoy it.
Here's some special icing. Ugh.
Ugh.
You can use it as spackle.
Joe is grimacing like somebody just told him he needs a root canal. Oh,
it'll God. Cure diabetes. Eat up, stupid.
I'm going to die.
Now, that's not very sensitive.
See ya.
See ya. I'm not going to swallow this.
Nope.
I'd rather lose a leg.
Yeah, he started writing out a will. I think he's not going to go.
So Michael goes, okay, sheesh. Joey laughs. I go, listen to his shows. You'll have a different insight than most, LOL. Yeah, we'll check out more definitely. He's live on Tuesday nights. Off this week. Because he's fucking here. Stupid. He goes, oh, okay, is he in New Jersey? New York currently. How'd you know? Uh-oh, somebody's researching me.
Yeah.
Oh, no, I just seen you're in New Jersey, and that's why I asked. I go, he's from New Jersey originally. I am a comedy fan and saw him one night and started talking to him. He's nice to his fans, and we became friends. Shut up, you.
I was thinking about the comedy and liked the show. Sorry.
It's all imaginary. Asshole. Don't you have 10 minutes to struggle through? So Michael goes, okay, is his radio show in New Jersey? What the fuck happened there?
It's on the radio.
I go worldwide, davinsden.com. He's on iHeartRadio, Android, iTunes, etc. for podcasts.
Hold on a second. Don't take my job.
Then I gave him the whole thing.
The Android app. Blackberry.
The mid-show read.
Yeah, really?
I'll give him the mid-show
read.
Well,
no, it's all there, like the little promo of what our show, a yeah. Constant variety of horseshit.
You can hear him on Gone Rogue Radio. Yeah. You can the Android app.
Sure, any place. Check it out sometimes. I go, heck, he might even have you on the show if you can help him and his audience learn more about these people. He goes, oh, I'm too shy for that.
Damn it.
You go, yeah, me too.
You shy retiring flower.
He goes, well, thanks for getting me all this info on them. I got to go to bed. It's 3 a.m. already. See you. Have a nice night. Yeah, it's late. Ciao. You too. Yada, yada, yada. Blowjob.
That's better than Damn It All Red, isn't it?
Yeah, you saw that. Damn It All Red in action today.
Later that night. I write to him. I go, Mavis and Belinda both blocked me. Any idea why? Now my alter ego's been blocked.
Oh, really? My God. Did he tell them?
I don't know.
Probably.
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 I'm like, hey, how are you? Because I see he's online. He goes, yeah, I've asked her about her past. Didn't say anything about Davin or give out any sources that you gave me. Belinda said she didn't know what any of this was about. Then I mentioned Mavis before you sent me that thing on Mavis, and she just came clean. She just came clean today with everything that you said. All except for she doesn't know Mavis, and she said she deactivated that fake account she was using, and that she's trying to live right now. So I assume now that if they both have blocked you, then in fact she does know Mavis.
Ha ha.
I go, so you mentioned me. He goes, only in the beginning when you first wrote that message saying to watch out for this lady, I copied and pasted your message and showed her and asked her to explain this. So that's how she got your name. I didn't intentionally give it to her. God damn it.
You stupid dick.
But that is the danger of warning people.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
They fuck up our good shit.
No, it's so dumb. It's like, you know, it's like, you know, all those movies where the killer is in the closet. And you know he's holding the kid, and he's got the gun to the kid's head. The cops come, and the lady goes, no, everything's fine here, officer. Everything's fine. And she motions towards the closet. And then the cop goes, oh, in the closet? You want me to look in there? Oh, God. But, you know,
in his defense, I get it. He doesn't know me at this point from a hole in the wall. You know, he's friends with these people online. What the hell's this stuff?
What was the date of that?
That was March 3rd. I believe we were still in Arizona.
March 3rd, 2014. When did Belinda start getting heavy-handed with you?
Oh, that was August, and then we finally ended in September. Remember, we had problems in the summer.
All right, yeah, because I was checking the dates on that, because if they got an inkling, maybe, you know, right after that, that's probably what I thought. Maybe they would start getting heavy-handed with Davin.
That was a good.
But they're not getting
idea.
Heavy-handed with me. They're getting heavy-handed with my fake profile.
With JV.
JV, yeah. JV goes. JV goes. Darn. Now I can't warn others like I did. Frowny emoticon. Did she mention Davin at all? He goes, yes, she did. Sorry, I didn't know about anything when I sent her your message. Although I did friend request that Belinda account you gave me, but no response. And I noticed, too, that Mavis has removed her profile picture.
Hidden for the hills.
For more Davin's Den Scans the Scammers, search for Davin's Den on iHeartRadio.